And we're going to bring on one of the largest companies in the world, who is a hometown company. And we got a couple of hometown guys working for CHS. And CHS has got some new, exciting new things to talk about. Joining us now from CHS, Neil Iverson and also Grant Winterovich. How'd I do, Grant?
You did good. That's a hard one to say. So.
Indeed. Where's hometown, Grant?
So Stephen, Minnesota.
All right. And so raised on a farm? And...
Yeah, I grew up on a family farm. Where we produced sugar beets, soybeans, dry beans, and wheat. And so I guess farming is my background.
All right. And then went to NDSU?
Yep, I went to NDSU. I graduated this past December and also started the Monday after I graduated at CHS in Warren, Minnesota.
Wow. All right. And Neil Iverson, you kind of got the same story. You graduated one Friday and started in on Monday with CHS.
Absolutely. Yep. So I interned with CHS during college for each summer, and that definitely helped my full-time employment, which, yeah, as you suggested, I graduated on Friday and began on a Monday, so that was complicated.
That's testament to the fact of, hey, go to NDSU,
absolutely.
First of all.
Oh, absolutely. Go Bison.
Second of all, you know, get into agronomy, plant sciences, and, you know, good agronomists are hard to find.
It's a very strong field.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And anything in agriculture right now, even though times are tight, look at the big picture over 10 years, over a decade. You know, farming is a good lifestyle. Being on the farm is a good lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's just challenging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So your experience with CHS so far, Neil, you are in your hometown area now?
Yeah. So I'm originally, like I mentioned, just outside of Grand Forks here, about 10 miles to the northwest. But I moved to Greenbush, Minnesota.
Okay.
Which, for those of you that aren't familiar where that's from, it's about 25 miles south of the Canadian border. And I started up there in December of 2014.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been there for about 14 months now. I love the lifestyle. It's a great place to live.
Good place to hunt ducks.
Right? Absolutely. And any outdoor activities, it's all a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yep. You know Mr. Hager, the banker in town?
I believe I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I graduated from high school with him.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
All right, yeah. Now, all right, so let's talk. CHS, obviously, people go to their local Cenex station, and they also have some CHS agronomists available, and you two are a couple examples of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But people look to some of the major, you know, the chemical companies, the product supplying companies, for some crop protection products. But let's talk about what CHS has to offer, Neil. Yeah.
So in the last few years or so, we've been hooked up with a company called West Central Incorporated, and they've actually produced an adjuvant line for us that we sell under the CHS name. And we have a full line of adjuvants all the way from drift control products to methylated seed oils to Roundup surfactants, all sold under the CHS name. The company producing them, like I mentioned, is called West Central Incorporated, which CHS purchased 25% of a little while back. So really, it's just streamlining our retail process kind of to less steps, which is always better for everyone involved.
That, you know, making it more efficient.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
The product line, the product chain, somebody probably in Minneapolis decided this is what we need to do, but you're proof that it works.
Absolutely, it works.
Yeah.
It's just helping everybody else out, like we mentioned. Yep.
Yeah. All right, Grant, let's talk about surfactants a little bit. Okay. I know you guys are not the chemists.
Not the chemists. No.
But when you're choosing your herbicide and any other kind of spray, surfactants are pretty important.
Yeah, they're a necessity, I would say. You know, we obviously branched away from another company, so we went out and created our own line. So I guess if there's any concerns from the grower's standpoint moving forward, we have it covered. You know, we
absolutely
we have an adjuvant for any adjuvant that we had before. You know, we have our own product now.
Yeah, and with these new products that are coming Enlist and all these new things, they are requiring some different surfactants, different adjuvants out there that guys got to get schooled up on. Huh?
Well, right. Yeah. You take your non-ionic. You know, you're just dealing with Roundup and whatnot, and then you, in certain situations, you'll need a methylated seed oil or something like that. So we have everything covered. And as far as, you know, you look at an Enlist, you don't know when it'll actually be out, but you look at the three modes of action that you're going to have with that. And moving forward, I think with resistance issues that eventually will come from south to north, new products such as that will be a great benefit for the grower and as well as us to for weed control overall.
Yeah, and of course, Neil's up there on Greenbush. Where's your home territory, Grant?
So, grew up in Stephen, interned in Drayton last year, and now ended up at Warren at their general manager location.
All right.
And in that area, what are farmers asking right now? Are they just wondering, like, Grant, tell me what to plant that I can make money at? It's probably what they're asking.
Yeah, that's tough on them right now. It's trying to figure out what they're going to plant. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things up in the air for this time of the year compared to previous years.
Yeah.
A lot of decisions have to be made, well, more decisions this year than any from this point on to the planting dates. Past years we've had crop plans already ready and not much fluctuation with that, but everyone's trying to figure out what the market's going to do or where things are going to end up at, and they just don't know yet, so they're just going to wait.
But time is getting tight. I mean, 8 weeks from now guys could be in the field.
Oh, absolutely. That there's not really a lot of frost in the ground right now, and the moment it warms up, pending the late March snowstorm, which
seems
can happen.
Somebody schedules a basketball tournament, there's a blizzard. But looks like an early spring.
It does, and that should be exciting for most. I think you ask any grower, anytime they get in the field earlier is beneficial, especially as you get into the northern territories.
Right. It's hard to get much further north than Greenbush. So, Neil, what are some of the options for planting up in the Greenbush area?
So we have mostly soybeans and corn, and especially last year we had a huge increase in soybean acres. As far as an increase in bean acres for this year, I'd say it's definitely possible. We'll see once it gets closer to planting time. We do have some additional corn acres booked compared to the previous years, so corn could potentially have a rise up there, but if we get one rain, late closer to planting season, that could all change.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the weather turns out. But overall, here more corn, a few more soybeans. Wheat, I'm assuming, will stay flat from what I've heard of right now, but we'll see what this planting season brings.
Yeah. And what day length varieties of corn are you growing up there on Greenbush?
So Greenbush, anywhere from 77 to 83.
All right.
Most times 77 to 80, but I do have a few customers pushing it to 83 this year.
Wow.
So we'll hope for an early spring and great growing degree days to get that crop out of the ground and producing for them.
Yeah, it might be the further north you are this year, the better off you're going to be, because forecasts are for warm and maybe dry in the central plains and the corn belt. So maybe the further away you get from the I states, the not lucky, but maybe Mother Nature will play the hand you're dealt. It might be a little better.
It could be very beneficial. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so
yeah.
True. All right. Well, if guys up in the Greenbush area want to get a hold of you, Neil, are you right in town, right at the FedEx?
So right at the CHS Northwest Grain Elevator is actually where my office is. And I work for CHS Ag Services, but my office is in the Northwest Grain Elevator. Greenbush is not too huge of a town, so it's awfully hard to miss us.
It's
pretty easy to find up
Just
there.
Look up, find the elevator, and
exactly.
Head on over.
Yes, sir.
Also in that area, West Central, being hooked up with West Central, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. West Central Incorporated has been a great company to work with, and we're looking forward to expanding our business with them this year. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. In addition to the adjuvants, what do some of these, because you've got a whole new line of names: Buckhorn Total, Emulate, Fixate, Hypertonic, Sitka, Wheelhouse, Woodside. What do some of those do?
So Wheelhouse, for example, that's probably what I would consider the premier Roundup surfactant. So that'd be your AMS, liquid AMS, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Water conditioning combination agent. It's a really good product, very strong in all Roundup situations.
All right. And Grant, in your territory there, what's a good crop rotation this year? I mean, is it corn and beans there?
Right in Warren, around that area, we have sugar beets, dry beans, corn, wheat, soybeans. I mean, you have a big variety. Corn acres seem to be up this year, and soybeans are just kind of sitting where they're at just because of this, a lot of decisions to be made. But as far as rotations, hopefully wheat stays in the rotation for the guys with sugar beets. Most of the time you're seeing better yields, following wheat, and it's overall health for the soil and disease pressure, keep that on the low end and whatnot. But it's, like I said, things are up in the air. It's a different spring.
Yeah, much. A lot of challenges, but a lot of decisions are going to have to be made in the next 8 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's what probably both of us will be busy with. A lot of guys are coming in and starting to book more acres with you know, making their decisions, and I think that's only going to increase as we get closer, obviously.
All right. Well, would like to encourage, as you've been listening here for the last few hours or so, or last few minutes or so, we've got a couple of young agronomists who have just graduated from college. We'd like to encourage farmers to come on in and visit with them and bring your daughters, because these guys are both single. And they got great jobs.
So, there we go. Thank you, Mick. Appreciate that.
Okay. And so, all right, well, Neil Iverson up there in the Greenbush area and Grant Winterovich.
Winterovich. You almost had it that time.
Boy, just look at that name and my eyeballs will go crazy. So
yeah, you can't say it or spell it.
Yeah, Grant. See, I got one of those names too. So Grant Winterovich, thanks so much, and wish you a great growing season. And again, if we just go to the CH website and go to Warren or Greenbush,
absolutely.
Just
lots of information.
Our contact info is there.
Services.com. Yes, sir.
Excellent. All right. Great to visit with you.
Great to visit with you.
Thank you so much for being on the radio.
Yep. All right,
thank you very much, Mick.
You bet. All